Hello, I'm Ilya Kramer, the lead developer for the Web Recorder project, and I'm going to talk about our Old Web Today system, which is a browser-based emulation system. I'll talk about how to keep retro websites available on their modern web, and that includes Flash and some other things as well. So a little bit about the Web Recorder project first. So what is Web Recorder? Well, our focus is on building free and open source web archiving tools and making it as easy as possible to capture and replay high fidelity web archives. So archiving websites as accurately as possible and playing them back as accurately as possible. We also have some other goals, integration with existing archival systems, support for decentralized web archiving, including exploring the intersection of web archiving and software emulation. And that's where the Old Web Today system fits in. And our goal is really to make it as easy as possible for anyone to create, use, and share web archives. And our motto is web archiving for all. And so a little bit about Old Web Today. So the idea is to be able to browse old websites with old browsers. The original version was launched in 2015. With emulators running in Docker containers, that version is still available at the classic that we'll about today, but requires infrastructure and means, and it actually uses an obsolete version of Docker. The latest version of Old Web Today, which is what I'm going to show today, was launched in early 2021, and it is entirely client-side emulation. All emulators run in the native browser, in the user's browser itself, and hopefully this will improve as WebAssembly and JavaScript emulation technology improves. That's a screenshot of Old Web Today, and now I'm going to do a quick demo of how it actually works. So here we have Old Web Today loaded in my Chrome browser, and inside you can see there's Netscape 3 running. And it's connected to it's loading loaded GeoCities from 1996 using data from the Internet Archive. And so this is actually interactive, so I can click around here, so I can click on another link and hopefully that will load. I can go back. I can even change the date here and once I do that, I can actually reload. I can reload the home page and it will load a different version of. Oh, looks like there's a JavaScript error here. I can also try switching to a different browser. Let's try Netscape 4. And so every time I change the browser, it reloads the emulation environment from scratch. In this case, it is running Netscape 4 in Mac OS, I believe System 7. And oh, for some reason that did not work. Occasionally, this is as you can see, occasionally there are some hiccups. But luckily we can actually reload the page. For some reason, it has been a little bit temperamental lately, so I'll try something else. I think maybe Netscape 4 might not be working as well right now for us, but that's okay. So I'm gonna load. So this is a classic retro site. This is Pepsi.com. You can see kind of from the early 90s. There's all sorts of things here. It's loading in this version of Netscape 3. I can click on. So yeah, let's see if I can. What happens if I click on this link here? Then it loads this page. And again, this is all loading from Internet Archive. So it's also there's a lot of moving parts here. So I'm not sure if this will get us anything else. Click on what's new. And so I can browse the retro web. Using retro browsers. Some other things that we can do is So we can try. So I have a couple URLs that I could try. So here's a here is now we're gonna reload this again, and so this particular page is actually has a Java applet, and this is one of the few sites that are still out there that in fact still have Java, and were actually archived, and many of them are sort of academic websites where they're sort of math and physics related Java applets. And so this is actually running a Java applet here. Let's see if we can look at the Java console. I believe we can. Let's see if it has any information. No, maybe not. Well, I guess it didn't print any messages, but yeah, so that's Java is running on this particular site. So that's one example what we could do with this. Another example is could also probably more use now is probably Flash. So I'm gonna load a so this is a Flash project, and that now we're using this time we're using Windows and IE6, so this is a different emulator. This is using the V86 emulator, and loading the state, so it loaded it restored the state of the emulator as soon as the browser was clicked, so it's able to load much more quickly this way. There's still a little bit of a delay in initialization, and I think the network setup might need some optimization as well. It's also currently loading from the live web on the left here, so you could actually for this example, it's not actually using Internet Archive, it's actually connecting to a website that is still out there that has this particular Flash project, and hopefully it will load fairly soon. And you can also look at sort of this is IE6, so this should have Flash 9 as well as Java 5.0 installed. And that should be sufficient for this particular piece, which I believe is from the, yeah, I think it has from early, from 2001, it looks like. So that should be sufficient, but it takes a little bit of initial loading time here. So we'll just give it a few more seconds to fully load, and if not, we'll just move on. And yeah, as you can see, this is also running Windows 98, so this is a full Windows 98 emulation. And let's see here. So, okay, maybe we'll just move on to something else. So this one doesn't want to load right now. So we'll try. So we also have Ruffle as a emulator for Flash. And so Ruffle does work pretty well and much faster since it's not emulating an entire system, it's just emulating just Flash. And so this loads much quickly, but you don't get the retro browser, you just get the Flash running in Ruffle. And I think this version, some things don't quite work yet. So there are some trade-offs with using REFL, but REFL is also being improved constantly, so that's what will improve. And let's try one other thing here. So here's a let's try this physics flash piece. This is again another example of kind of old academic websites that have some of these old Java and Flash applets that are still that are still out there or were archived. So in this case, we are loading from archive version from 2007, and this is a kind of one of these older Flash projects. We can also try we could also try one of the Linux browsers here. So let's try Opera 12. And the Linux browsers are loading in the disk image is a little bit larger, so they take a bit longer to download. They were built with so it's basically a tiny core Linux distro that was set up with a browser as well as Flash installed. And so we're loading Opera here, and yeah, so we can kind of hopefully it'll load the same as before. And maybe we'll try the other project that did not work in IE6 as well, but maybe we could try it in let's try it in Firefox instead, just to see how that goes. And so yeah, sometimes things don't load in one browser. You could always try it in a different browser, or just reload the page. And also, the goal is to kind of improve the caching, so this loads a bit faster, and kind of optimize disk images. Various optimizations that are obviously possible.